The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number two, hour two of our radio show. And reminder, on the fifth hour podcast, today's edition, Benny versus the Penny for week 13 of the NFL, handicapping on every game against the spread picks. Information you can only get in one place, and that's on the fifth hour podcast. Benny versus the Penny, a sensation of the NFL nation. So check it out. Now, here in hour two, was Dak Prescott's response to a question about a Jerry Jones photograph from 1957, was his response ludicrous or logical? And why was Dak Prescott asked about the 65-year-old photo of Jerry Jones? What are the chances that this Jerry Jones still photo from high school when he was 14 in Arkansas mushrooms into a much bigger deal? We'll talk about that, and who knows what else is going to pop up. Here it is, our number two. A loaded question. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, shoulder to shoulder, as we talk out of necessity. I got bills to pay coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and excessively powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the shop, the verbal butcher shop of sporting heroes. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our lead this hour coming from Jerry's World. Oh, yeah. I can't go more than a day without talking about the Cowboys. Even when they're bad, they're not bad this year. But so the Cowboys have a date in prime time, Sunday night, which means more likely than not, barring some kind of football catastrophe,
We will likely be talking about that Colt-Cowboy game to begin our Sunday into Monday show. But in the lead up to that game, they're dancing around a rockabilly story there from the 1950s. Dak Prescott put in the pressure cooker, the Cowboy quarterback. If you didn't hear about this, perhaps not. Let me give you the condensed backstory, and then we'll get to the meat of the matter. So Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott facing the media, and he was quizzed about that 1957 photograph from Little Rock, Arkansas, a desegregation protest photo of Jerry Jones, a still photography picture that had not seen the light of day for many years and popped up last week. And Dak Prescott, being the face of the Cowboy locker room, was quizzed about that. And, well, rather than me tell you what Dak Prescott had to say, let's go to the audio tape. Here is Dak explaining and answering the loaded question.
Whether LeBron's talking about the picture, I mean, I think that's on Jerry to address, right? I mean, in the same sense, it's 65 years ago. And how times have changed. I mean, look the man's resume since then, right? And as I said, I give grace. And I think that's a conversation and a question not only for him, but for you guys and how y'all feel, how accountable y'all have been and covering and discussing the disparities and differences in race. So as I said, I'm here for growth and giving grace and trying to make this world a better place. And that's who I am at my core and all I believe in. And yeah, unfortunate things come up from the past, pictures, and they show how far we've come, but in the same sense, they're a reminder of how short of a time that was ago in the same sense. It wasn't that long ago that we were all sitting on different sides and that we weren't together. But as I said, I wouldn't be here if it was still that way. So I believe in grace and change. And those are questions for Jerry and for y'all, honestly, that I don't have quite the answers for.
All right. So he kept going back. That was his talking point, the grace and the change there. But in the picture is Jerry Jones at age 14, snot-nosed teenager in the back of a crowd of high school students attempting to block six black kids from entering the high school. So anyway, let us discuss the question. Dak Prescott, was Dak Prescott's response ludicrous or logical? Anytime you talk about issues like this, it's a third rail, my man. People freak out on all sides. I thought it was level-headed response by Dak Prescott. I've got Moonlight, Arsonist, and Puppet Master. And we will lock all of these things together, and we're going to make a 10-gallon hat, that's all the rage, those big hats. But back in Texas, they did it in the olden days. All right, so number one. Dak Prescott, we have been critical of him on the field, but off the field, this guy is a smooth operator, media savvy. It was a loaded question. Right? Loaded question. You have to thread a needle on topics like this. And as a master craftsman, Dak Prescott was nimble, able to maneuver around the booby trap. Because think about it, Jerry Jones is his boss. Dak Prescott cannot be stepping on too many toes here. He's got to look out for the locker room, the whole thing and all that. But he also has to be mindful if he goes too far one direction, it'll explode. It is a booby trap, right? It is a booby trap. And after listening to Dak and watching this and watching the fallout, I believe that he does have a second career lined up that Dak can moonlight as a crisis negotiator. De-escalation. I promise you that is not what the media, the race-obsessed media, was hoping that Dak Prescott would say. They wanted something more to latch onto, and they're upset they didn't get it. But Dak took the air out of the balloon. Right? He sat down at the metaphorical negotiating table. He was very calm. He was non-judgmental. Did not have anger or take offense. It was a rather benign answer. You could say political would be another way to say it. And, of course, since Dak did not give the answer that people were hoping for, certain types were very upset, the race-baiting people. That actually got backlash. Dak Prescott's being called names by the angry mob. How dare you? upset that he did not take a pound of flesh from the octogenarian owner of the Cowboys. All right, so the second part of this diatribe, a question that should be asked, I think it's kind of obvious, is why was Dak Prescott quizzed about the Jerry Jones photo? Right? You follow the breadcrumbs. Now, as he mentioned, there's a 65-year-old story, but it was brought back out of the cobwebs by a group of scribes from the Washington Post who unearthed the photo. But it was a week ago. It was during Thanksgiving week. It laid dormant, didn't get much attention at all for roughly a week. And then LeBron James said, all right, I got something now. I got something. He made sure it had juice. So LeBron is the arsonist in this story. Right? The fire was started by the Washington Post, but it fizzled out. And LeBron's like, hey, I think I can start the fire again. I'd like to start. And he had a conniption fit, whining to reporters that he hadn't been asked to comment on the photo, which is a 10 out of 10, right? Because LeBron, he loves a good racial brouhaha as long as it's not related to, like, anti-Semitism. He doesn't like to go there unless he gets signed off by Nike or his buddies in China. When it comes to those kind of things, he just shuts up and dribbles. I also love the fact so many athletes, when it comes to the media relations, they're like, I'm only here to talk about football. Like Deshaun Watson, right? Watson only wanted to talk about football. And when it fits your agenda, you only want to talk about football. But when it fits another agenda, like LeBron's obviously big into the racial issues and things like that. He likes to be on top of those things. So when he comes to this, he's like, oh, I want to comment on it. He didn't play in the NFL. He didn't play for the Cowboys. He's got no association with the Cowboys. So who cares what LeBron James thinks about Jerry Jones? But he's then lecturing the media. And we mentioned this the other day in a previous episode. He's lecturing the media. Oh, I can't believe I wasn't asked about this. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, playing the victim card and all. It's just ridiculous. And so Dak Prescott can thank the arsonist LeBron James there, who in this story, LeBron gets the puck with a P treatment as into the penalty box. And I believe they still have that, the 2 minutes for being an instigator. So they tack on 2 minutes there in the penalty box as an instigator. Now, final point. What are the chances that this Jerry Jones story continues to mushroom into a bigger deal? We saw it came out a week ago, not a lot to it. LeBron, the arsonist, fire starts up again. Dak calms the fire down. Are we going to see activists protesting at Jerry's World this weekend? Are we going to see? Are you going to see people walking around with picket signs? Will somebody run out in the field with a sign and a smoke bomb and try to get attention? So I think it's obviously a possibility. I mean, those who make their living stirring up racial hatred and those kind of things, it's red meat, right? And we are at a fork in the road with this story. Now, my gut tells me that this is not going to escalate much further, and I'll tell you why. Dak calmed it down. Jerry has addressed this. He recently told the media that he was a spectator at the high school. He was a sophomore in Arkansas. He claims, we can debate whether this is true or not, he claims he didn't know the gravity of what was going on. That's what he said. But we have not seen, this is another part of these stories, having done this for a few years, it's not my first barbecue, we haven't seen a line of people who are running out to collaborate. Jerry's a racist, and here's what he did. And like, we haven't seen that. When Donald Sterling was involved in a story years ago, there were people lined up around the building. It was like they were giving away free TVs to tell stories about what a scumbag Sterling was. I haven't seen that about Jerry. We haven't. And so if that starts popping up like whack-a-mole, that would certainly extend things. The other part of this is Jerry Jones, because of the wealth he has and because of the influence he has, is the puppet master. He controls the media in Dallas. They're at his behest. They genuflected Jerry. Plus, he's also got connections at all the big media companies from his relations going back to the 1980s in the NFL. And so that does lead to stories like this kind of going away. Right? And if you're not on that that list, these things continue. But it's a 65-year-old story. It's wild. Wild and crazy. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll see if anything happens. And, of course, we will be here to give hot takes all night long. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to comment on that or anything else, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Also available for your dancing and dining pleasure. You can be part of the fun here on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller on the microblogging website, where everyone is so nice to one another. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We can talk about how complicated other banks make to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. So get your calls. Also, later this hour, we have Maller to the third degree. And is it true that a longstanding hypothesis that I've had, some calling it an urban legend in the NFL, has been confirmed? We have empirical data. The data backs up that it's true. What is it? What's it all about? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on the Ben Maller Show. That equates to 14,400 seconds. That's simple Maller math. That's a lot to digest each night. And now you don't have to miss a moment thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help the Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety mucks. With that, let's bounce it back to the TireRack.com studios, who, if there weren't a weekend, this man would happily work every day the rest of his life. It's Big Ben.
Unfortunately, that is true. It is a bad thing that I have acquired here. I enjoy what I do. My wife wishes I would not work so much, but there you go. Anyway, we'll get to the story. Is it true that a long-standing hypothesis that we've had on this show, an urban legend, if you will, of the NFL, has been confirmed this season? We'll get to that. We began with the latest stylings of Dak Prescott. And his response, his very generic response to the photo seen round the world, which is actually not necessarily true, but the photog the Washington Post got and showed Jerry Jones back when he was a kid, 14 years old. Boy, if you saw what I looked like when I was 14, oh, man, I was the round mound of the playground is what I was. Oh, man, big fat kid, man. Oh, boy. All right. Sawman writes in, says, conspiracy theory. Oh, this is good. Okay. Hold on, Sawman. Let me put my tinfoil hat on. The Sawman, sworn in the Maller Militia, says, conspiracy theory. Jeff Bezos wants to buy an NFL team, doesn't want to buy some second-tier team. He digs up a picture for the Washington Post, throws some dirt on Jerry Jones, and he gets the big fish if it blows up. Oh, that's good. Oh, I like how your mind works, Sawman. Can I steal that, Sawman? Oh, that's a solid story. I wish I had my website still. I could write that story. Is it true that Jeff Bezos has his eye on the Dallas Cowboys? And he's weaponizing the Washington Post. But that hasn't really worked. The Washington Post has been planting stories to tear down Dan Snyder for years. And Dan Snyder's still continuing to own the Washington football team.
And remember, some of us Cowboys.
The old Redskins for now, but who knows? I like that. That's a good conspiracy that Bezos wants the Cowboys. And so this is what's going on, man. All right. Let's see. Klug writes and says, you know, every time Eddie's gone, it's because he's colluding with others on rigging the game shows, right? That's what I heard from the cool kids. They've been talking. I'm just the messenger. They called you a bum. Told them not to. I was like, wow, guys, the cool kid said it. There you go. All right. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, writes in. He says, apologies to the Reverend LeBron James for not asking him a question that has nothing to do with basketball. And kudos to Dak Prescott for handling the question better than he takes a snap from center. Yeah, that was. Now, at the same time, we must be transparent here. I promise you that some of the underlings in the PR department for the Cowboys whispered sweet nothings to Dak. Hey, Dak, this is likely going to come up today in your media availability. You might want to pay attention. It's likely going to pop up there on the radio. Mark the Walker, wandering around the mean streets of Rochester, part of Bill's Mafia. I can't believe you're still awake, Mark. Shouldn't you be passed out after that Buffalo surgical win over the Patriots? Mark says, I'm shocked there were cameras the year Jerry was 14. I got to tell you, it's wild. When you think about, you know, Jerry's still very much active and alive, and he's, you know, doing very well. He's 80 years old now, and that was 65 years ago. But you think about whenever you were born, like what was going on 65 years before you were born in the world, right? And I'm thinking, you know, I'm getting up there in age, and I'm thinking like when I was born, there were old people who were probably, I'm not saying the Civil War, but there were people that were alive that were part of some amazing events, which seemed like they were back in the Stone Age, right? But it's not. All this stuff hasn't happened. Like modern history hasn't happened that long ago. It's pretty wild to think about how quickly it all goes by. Now we mentioned, I saw this, but we mentioned LeBron having the meltdown with the media, lecturing the media, which led LeBron being the arsonist, which led to Dak being asked the question, and shows you how the media operates. Well, LeBron said something. All right. Well, if LeBron says something, we got to go do this. Anyway, here's the LeBron meltdown here. Do we have the LeBron audio? Or am I mistaking that? Am I mistaking that with something else? I don't know. I think we might have that. We don't have that. All right, we don't have it. Anyway, I thought we had it, but it was the other night. It was after the Lakers played the Trailblazers. All right, let's go to the phones. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. And let's say hello to Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan. Hello, Blind Emmett. Right, apparently, Blind Emmett has said goodbye. He's gone to bed. All right, we'll go to Minneapolis and say hello to Hollering James in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, Ben, guess who's up on Red Bull? Guess who's up on Red Bull?
Tammy in Montana.
Is she on the air?
Let me check. Hold on. Let me check. Hold on a sec. Hold on.
Hi, no. James.
Oh, wait, there she is. Say hi to Tammy.
Hi, what? James.
Is that an imposter?
No, you don't.
No, I'm naked right now.
Oh, my God, Tammy. We're on the radio, Tammy. What's wrong with you?
More than that.
What's that, James?
We're more restricted than that. She wouldn't say that.
I'm naked, James, just for you.
Come on,
Coop. Yeah, Coop-a-loop. You shouldn't be like that, Coop. Bad job by you, Coop. Come on. Show some respect.
Hey, Ben, let's get to football, though. My Vikings beat two good quarterbacks. They beat Josh Allen, and they beat another quarterback by the name of Matt Jones this weekend. My early prediction.
Yeah, okay. Mac Jones
and
sucks.
Mac Jones, they're in the playoffs. Playoffs? I'm talking playoffs.
Yeah. All right. What have you been up to this week, James? We haven't heard from you as much. What have you been doing?
Well, I tried to get you the other night, but my phone died. And right now, I can't really tell how many percentage I'm at because I'm on video screen. I'm taking pictures of my dirty room. And I could kick me out for that and yelling at the top of my lungs right now, waking up the house residents.
Yeah, we don't want that. You are Hollering James. You're very loud. And are you a hoarder? Are you Hollering James the hoarder, the happy hoarder?
I'm a happy hoarder, Hollering James.
I know Weed Man's a hoarder in Miami. I know he's got that going. Are you a hoarder?
I can't believe Weed Man in Minnesota. Come on.
Why not?
We got an upset going on here. We got a big homeless population out here. He couldn't survive the winter.
That is true. I don't know why. If you're homeless, you should only go to Florida and California. If you can afford it, I mean, you can get a bus ticket to one of the places that's warm.
Why not come north up here? To the cold winds of Minnesota, but you play in a warm dome and you're a warm weather team like the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, that's very nice of you. So you would like to see more homeless people come to Minneapolis? Is that what you're saying, James?
I want you to come to Minneapolis, Ben. One of these days, when you get a caravan up here and Tammy decides to come, I want to meet all you guys.
Oh yeah, we're gonna make that happen, James. I'm gonna meet you, man. We're gonna get that done.
If they win the Super Bowl, I'm not saying they will, but if they pull off a Super Bowl run and win the Super Bowl, will you come up to Minnesota and do a meet and greet and come meet me in my group home and sign me out?
I have to sign you out. So then I'm responsible for you, James. What if something happens? Then I'm responsible. I'm not very responsible. I don't know about that.
You're a responsible individual. You open on a radio show.
I know. That's why I don't know that I want to do that. But you're like, it's like the old TV show, The A-Team. I got to break you out of there, huh?
You got to at least sign me out.
He's like Murdoch.
James, now let me ask you this. This is a Sophie's Choice question. The Devil or the Deep Blue Sea? You can only pick one. The Minnesota Vikings win the Super Bowl. Or I visit you in Minneapolis. Which one? Only one.
You visit me in Minneapolis.
Oh, my God, James. You love the Vikings. Come on, man. I can't match the Vikings.
I love you, poor man.
All right. You're very kind. More meaningful than the Minnesota Vikings, according to Hollering James.
Do I win a golden ticket with that answer?
Let me check with Coop. Coop, did he win a golden ticket, Coop?
No.
No. All right, James, no.
Coop don't like me. Why don't Coop like me?
He hates you. Hey, James.
It's not that I don't like you. It's that literally every day you try to say that you have a golden ticket when I answer the phone.
But I stayed up this night to wait for you. I stayed up on Red Bull and Mountain Dew and
Not good.
I could die from all the things he's using.
Yeah, stay away from that stuff, James.
It's not good for you.
I'm a caffeine fiend.
James, you got to keep your girlish figure, man. Come on. You can't be doing all that stuff.
Right? This figure is 268 or 288, and that between that weight, and I'm only 5'6 and a half. That's about tall I am.
Wait. You've been as big as 388, and you're 5'6?
288, man.
Oh, 288. Okay. All right. Well, that makes a big difference.
Almost 3 fields. Yeah. I could be playing nose tackle all over again like I did for Martin Luther King Park in 1977.
Okay. All right. I got to go. Thank you, James. Thank you. I know you'll be up all night. You'll probably call back soon.
Caffeine is my friend. I'm a caffeine fiend and a nicotine fiend.
Yeah, there's our guy. What a scene that's going to be. When I eventually get to Minnesota, in Minneapolis, we've got to have like a throne for Hollering James to sit on there, like the king of the Minneapolis contingent of the Maller Militia. You gotta have a king's welcome there for James.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back to a man who gets an extra day out of his underwear by just flipping it over. It's Inside Out, Ben Maller.
Wow. This is a national network, Brian. You know that we're on in over 500 stations. You realize that what you're doing here?
You got
there's people, not many, but and certainly after this week, not many at all. But man.
You're selling
yourself
short.
You're evangelizing. You're converting people to turn off the radio. How dare you?
There are people outside of the United States that are listening. Ben, don't sell your short as to the number of listeners the Ben Maller Show has.
Sell yourself short. No, I know. Ozzy Waz is laughing at you right now as you talk.
Ben, your afternoon drive in Madagascar, numbers are great over there right now.
Yeah. Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Turn your mic off. Hit that button right there. That's the one.
The most dominating team of the last 10 years is Brian Finley and his cellmate Jared from Subway.
wonderful. So it's been a long-standing theory of mine over the years that the broadcasters for an NFL game don't matter. Right? We've talked about this. I've done hypothesis monologues on this, and we now have tangible proof that is indeed the case, that it does not matter. Now, here's the conundrum for the major broadcast networks. They have spent a gazillion dollars on these broadcast teams, but the evidence I will now present to you is the Thanksgiving broadcast on Fox, the Giants and Cowboys. That game had an estimated 42 million people watching it. That's a lot, right? Is that the most people watching an NFL game since 2010? No. How about the most people watching an NFL game since the year 2005? No, wrong again. All right, let's go a little further back. How about since 2000? No, you gotta go further back. Wait a minute, hold on a second. All right, so how about, I don't know, we'll pick 1997. No. The Cowboy-Giant game on Fox on Thanksgiving Day set a record. The most watched regular season game since 1988. And likely even before that, because the ratings they have only go back to 1988. That's the first time they were recorded. 42 million people. And the reason that matters is because Fox got rid of their big-name broadcast team, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They took the Saudi golf money and went to ESPN. They sold out for $170 million. Good for them. An unbelievable amount of money for Buck and Aikman. And now we have proof that the Fox broadcast team, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson, are not household names. They're not big star broadcasters. They're not people you tune in to hear what Greg Olson has to say or Kevin Burkhardt. And it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. If the game is good, they'll watch. If the game's not good, they're not going to watch. And we could put in the broadcast booth, we could put Angry Bill and Blind Scott in the broadcast booth and Justin in Cincinnati on the sidelines, and the ratings would not go down. Now, the mute button could go up, right? I would say, and I do believe that a good broadcaster makes it more enjoyable, but it's not a reason not to watch. I can't tell you how many games I watch, basketball games. The commentator, I think, just horrible. The voice makes me cringe. I just hit the mute button. Like, I kind of know basketball. I don't need them to tell me what I'm watching. So if I think the broadcasters are terrible or they're annoying me in some way, boom, hit the mute button. It's a simple thing to do. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox, and we have Maller to the third degree. Maller to the third degree, that is warming up in the bullpen right now. Here's the Insta trivia. By the way, this portion of the Ben Maller Show, which is heard on the station you're listening to right now, we thank you for that. Tell a friend. Made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And here's the instant trivia. With a rushing touchdown in Philadelphia this weekend, Derrick Henry of the Titans will become the third player ever to have a rushing touchdown in each of his first seven road games of a season, joining the Redskins Pro Football Hall of Famer John Riggins and blank. That's the instant trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We need your help to multiply the Maller Militia. Support our humble ploy to take over the nocturnal audio world one new listener at a time. Subscribe and, of course, spread the gospel by tagging and posting about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, all other social media, even dating apps. You help get the message out for others to join the brotherhood of the Ben Maller Show. Now let's get it back to the TireRack.com studios and meet up with a man who, ever since Tuesday, all he has had to drink and eat is celery juice.
Yeah, the show's a great conversation, icebreaker, when you're on a date. One thing people love to hear about is the show, unless that's not true. This portion of the show, you want to take a guess who it's sponsored by? Oh, my God, you got it right, Discover Card. Yeah, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Here's the instant trivia. With a rushing touchdown in Philadelphia on Sunday, Derrick Henry will become the third player ever to have a rushing touchdown in each of his first seven road games, joining Redskins Hall of Famer John Riggins back in the 80s and blank. That is the question. What's the answer? Cowboy Killer says, my old boss, Mayor McCheese. The Dick poll account going with Dick Clark as the answer. Tori Wilson, must be Friday, from Rob in Vegas. David Garrard from Luke, the vending guy. Jennifer Garner tossed out by the Dickster parody account. Who else do we have? Page down. Can't read that. We've got Jack the Ripper, a.k.a. Finley, from Ferg Dog. Page down. Curly Lambeau, guessed by our friend Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Matt in GR says it's Brian Finley's hairpiece. Herschel Walker, guessed by Miguel on Fire. Linus Van Pelt from Milkman Mike. Willie Weed Toker from Stoner Marvin. Tommy Vigorito from Stevie Meatballs. Do you have an answer, please, quickly?
Paul Kariya.
No, that's a terrible answer. The correct answer, I believe, a fine Canadian lad, Dalton Hilliard of the New Orleans Saints in 1989.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And the Kubaloo.
Jeff Howe, a reporter from The Athletic, who previously covered the Patriots for 13 years, suggested on Wednesday that it's not out of the question for Tom Brady to return to the Patriots next season. Ben, what would you put the odds out of that happening?
Well, after you saw Mac Jones puke up and down the field on Thursday night, you think the odds are better. But I would say there's a 60% chance. I do believe that Brady wants – I think he wants to go back. Everything that has been said, it's all indicated that Giselle was the reason that he left. She didn't want to live in New England anymore. It was too cold. She didn't like the area. She wanted to go to somewhere where it was warmer. And also that she was the one that was driving a wedge between Brady and Belichick. And I buy that. And if that's the case, and the Patriots never replaced Brady, they have an opening, and Brady wants to go back, why not bring him back? But outside of that, and you're going to have the Raiders, the 49ers are also going to be in the mix as possibilities, and also the Tennessee Titans for Brady. Next!
Matt Rhule was interviewed this week when he revealed that the Panthers had sold him on at least a 4-year plan, but then obviously pulled the plug on him at less than 3. Ben, did the Panthers do him dirty?
No, Matt Rhule, he overstepped the mark. He's a dope. He did a lousy job. You get 4 years, but are you that gullible to believe that you can't show any improvement? The Panthers were tangibly worse than when he got there, and they sucked when he got there. He should be brought up on grand larceny charges for what he did for the Carolina Panthers. The guy's a college coach. I hope you enjoy Lincoln, Nebraska. Next!
It was reported that the Tampa Bay Rays have spoken with Jacob DeGrom's camp. They now join the Rangers, Yankees, and of course the Mets as the only teams that we know of that have been in contact with him. Which of those would you give the best shot at landing him?
Well, DeGrom's a total soldier of fortune, right? Ball player of fortune. He'd play in Afghanistan if they offer him enough money. I've heard he doesn't like playing in New York, but the Mets are going to offer him a ton of money. So the Mets are the favorite, but he is from Florida. But not from Tampa. He's like 150 miles away. There's a shot. How do we do?
Pass this edition.
That is a winner. I won the game, Hollering James. I won the game, James.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.